Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, February 3rd. I'm Belle Lin for The Wall Street Journal. We are exploring what President Trump's second term could mean for the tech industry over the next 4 years and beyond. Crypto bulls and crypto enthusiasts had been excitedly cheering on President Trump's return to the White House, hoping it heralded a new era for cryptocurrency. But has that played out so far? And why are Trump and the First Lady's so-called meme coins getting dragged into the mix? Telus Demos, a writer for our Heard on the Street column and the co-host of WSJ's Take on the Week podcast, tells us how Trump's appointees might alter the way crypto is regulated and why there seem to be more questions than answers right now over crypto's future. Okay, tell us, the crypto tech community is pretty thrilled that President Trump seems to be a big supporter of their cause. What do we know about Trump's stance on crypto?
Well, certainly we know that he personally has a meme coin, as does Melania. That got a lot of attention in the early days of the administration. But since then, he has not taken too many official steps with regards to crypto, but did sign an executive order that had a couple of key points. One is that he basically has ordered the government to abandon any work on an official U.S. digital currency. That was something that they had been exploring in the Biden administration. It also directs government agencies to make it easier for companies in the industry to get bank accounts. It also has a working group that is going to look at like regulatory and legislative proposals for stablecoins and the crypto market structure. Stablecoins, of course, are those tokens that are meant to sort of be fixed to the value of the dollar, that are a big way to transact within the crypto space. And then market structure, I would guess what that refers to is some of the issues that really have bedeviled cryptocurrency companies like Coinbase and others, which is that the SEC has previously said that they are running exchanges, that they shouldn't be, that they are listing securities, that they aren't. So a lot of those things have been the big issues for the cryptocurrency industry. And so the executive order is at least the beginning of a process to start to change direction on that. But it will require at some point either legislation, working with the Republican Congress, or at least, you know, new leadership at the SEC, CFTC, and other agencies who will change some of the things that they can change directly.
And we know that the former SEC chair, Gary Gensler, had cracked down on the cryptocurrency sector. What do you think could happen now with new leadership for the agency as we're talking about having to push these changes through the appropriate regulatory bodies?
Certainly, you know, the agency could theoretically sort of drop or stop making arguments in lawsuits that are ongoing, again, with companies like Coinbase and Ripple and others. It could also look to not push forward with some of the ways it was defining what securities are and aren't. Some of those things are a bit discretionary and are being tested in court. One comment that caught my attention was the CEO of Coinbase recently saying, look, there are many, many, many sort of coins that come out, and that it's not really possible for Coinbase to individually look at all of them. And what it might like to do is have more of a way of saying, look, we're going to list coins and then remove things that people flag as problematic. That was definitely not the way that the Gary Gensler-led SEC wanted folks to be doing it. Maybe that's an example of sort of where things will move, a little bit more of a do something and then maybe pull it back rather than having to sort of pre-vet everything that investors see through these platforms.
Coming up, how could President Trump's policies alter the way in which banks get involved in crypto? And where does he fall in the philosophical camps that divide the crypto sector? That's after the break.
Adobe Express makes it quick and easy to create everything I need for my business. From social posts, TikToks and flyers, all in just a few clicks. Get Adobe Express for free. Search for Adobe Express to find out more.
Banks are looking to get into the business of crypto transactions if they are legitimized as a form of payment under President Trump. Tell us a little bit about the implications of this for the financial sector.
Banks are going to be pretty cautious and deliberate about the ways that they do business in cryptocurrencies. Banks are looking very carefully at all kinds of deposits across their businesses and saying, how likely are these deposits to one just up and walk away one day? They are trying to understand how crypto deposits behave. So even if banks feel better about crypto from a regulatory point of view, there are still just brass tacks financial questions they have about banking crypto companies. Also, in some ways, crypto is competitive to banking. Like if stablecoins really do become they're already regulated to some extent, but you know, if the rules make it clear that stablecoins are a place that you can keep lots of money and that more people feel good about keeping money, and not just that, but to earn a yield on that money. Again, banks have struggled with competition from money market funds, which have been around for many years, for people's deposit money. Are stablecoins just going to be another place where people want to put money instead of banks? If crypto companies have been very limited in the lending and other things that they can do, again, by the way the SEC has approached things. If all of those guardrails or sort of those limitations are removed, again, do banks worry about losing business to crypto companies? I'm not sure. I'm not sure that banks will necessarily welcome this with open arms. Of course, from like a Wall Street investment banking point of view, yeah, if crypto companies, more of them are going public, if they're merging, if they're raising money, et cetera, that's obviously good for bankers. That keeps them busy. But just from a pure like kind of day-to-day deposits and lending point of view, I'm not sure that it's good for banks. Would more banks trade cryptocurrencies through their trading desks if it was clear to them that they were not at any risk of running afoul of anti-money laundering rules, of trading things that, you know, banks are broker-dealers. They have to be careful about the things that they trade based on the way they're regulated. If crypto is sort of officially, if certain coins are officially blessed as things that they can trade in, maybe they'll do more of that through their trading desks. But I wouldn't expect to see that as like a big needle-moving development for banks in the near future.
Got it. And in a nutshell, can you describe the downsides or risks as well as upsides to deregulating the crypto sector?
I would say that critics of crypto or people who at least don't want to fully unleash it on the investing public would say that it just brings more of these boom and bust assets to mom and pop investors and puts them at risk. However, I would also say that if you were an investor in a crypto company like Coinbase, to an extent Robinhood, where many people trade crypto and would like to be bigger in many of those businesses. If you were an investor in a payments company that has explored crypto, the likes of like Visa, PayPal, Block, the parent of Square and Cash App, maybe it de-risks those companies to an extent because then maybe you can more firmly say, yes, they have a real business in whatever it is, payments that is crypto-based. And you know, maybe a year or two ago, you'd have said, yeah, I don't really want to put too much value on those businesses because, heck, they could go away because Gary Gensler says so or something like that. Now you say, you know what? Look, there's a new piece of legislation that gives absolute clear road ahead for those businesses. And so, yeah, so actually I see them as a growth opportunity. So I would say that it probably diminishes the risk in some respects to those kind of companies betting on crypto. But again, if everyone is every day being presented with the opportunity to invest in hundreds, thousands of different meme coins, the risk of picking a bad one, I guess, goes up. So again, I know we've come back to this a couple of times. I don't think it's a super straightforward answer.
That is certainly fair. And this may be another question where there's not a straightforward answer either. But President Trump, where do you think he falls on this fundamental debate dividing the world of crypto? You have these sort of two opposing camps, one in which tech enthusiasts see crypto as a means of financial inclusion, and the other, these speculative investors who see it as a means to monetize ideas and memes.
I agree that there is a split in the crypto world. And here's how I would think about it that is maybe useful for thinking about the Trump administration and maybe where it falls and why Trump coin, in some respects, represents a different sort of pathway than maybe some other people in the cryptocurrency industry who actually don't call it deregulating. They're asking what they say for regulation, right? We want more rules of the road to show that we are a responsible player. So I would look at it this way. On the one hand, you have people who think that cryptocurrency is, and I would say this is in the spirit of a lot of MAGA-ism, which is like, get the government away from me. Don't tell me what to do. I don't trust government-backed currencies. There should be a digital currency that is based on math and, you know, an open market for this currency. I don't want, you know, a currency where the Federal Reserve can decide the interest rate and affect its value. There's that, and those people would say, is a path to financial inclusion and opening up the financial system. There are other people that see crypto, again, as a sort of the future of financial services, a business. The future of Wall Street is going to be crypto-based and banking. And so those people would like more regulation in a lot of ways. And so you have the DeFi world versus the sort of centralized exchange world. And so where Trump falls on that is really going to be the story of the next few years. And which of those two camps have the ear of Republicans in the administration? And will there be different factions, right, within that party? We see that this conflict, sometimes the sort of the Trump movement of, you know, there's a populist instinct, right? Trump sometimes talks about things like capping credit card interest rates. At the same time, they want to unleash Wall Street and be business friendly. And capping credit card interest rates is not what the banking industry would like to see. This isn't new to Trump and MAGAism, but you're absolutely right that in crypto, there are two pretty different philosophies at work, and it will be very interesting to see who wins and who loses. And more importantly, what does the loser end up saying and feeling? And what does that do to the sort of big tent that Republicans have built at the moment?
Telus Demos is a writer for our Heard on the Street column, and he's a co-host of WSJ's Take on the Week podcast, which you can catch every Sunday. Check out the latest episode now, wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. Logging off, I'm Belle Lin for The Wall Street Journal. We will sign back in this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.